Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wake up, Atlanta. We're out here inventing ways to lose in this city. I am Big Papa Squid.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Sit your ass down, Colonel. He's the All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael Danaskin, with the P stands for Johnson.
Those are not nicknames.
And I'm not sure if she wants to be the first lady of baseball in this city anymore after the last 15 or 16 games or 17 games or so. She's also our resident vegan, Miss Allie Mack. And we throw a little Dylon Drake lover in, and our forces combine to make the morning shift.
Little. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you heard me.
I'm a big boy.
Step back.
You're extra fiery this morning.
Yeah, I've been dealing with Braves Twitter all weekend, a bunch of whininess that I've had to deal with. What's going on, Allie?
You know, if you use your phone and you open up Twitter, you can just swipe up.
Just swipe, dude. Don't even start. I've been telling this for years.
Swipe up.
It just goes away. It's crazy.
What do you mean swipe up?
When you
move the app into the clouds.
Swipe up and it closes the app and it goes away and you don't get notifications.
That's how it works.
You can just close it and keep your peace of mind.
Yeah.
That is a foreign thought to Mr. Squidbilly.
You've talked a lot in the first 30 seconds.
He's the keeper of the truth when it comes to Atlanta sports. Well, did you guys miss me on Friday? It sounds like it.
No.
What happened?
100%. Of course we missed you on Friday.
Not really.
Golly.
I think that, I don't know, we didn't miss you.
Okay.
But we also necessarily didn't always enjoy what we had in replace of you either.
Wow.
Well, we had Bo doing the tailgate at home, so it was just me and Zeno in the studio and then Dylan behind the glass. So it's nice to have all three of us in the same place today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back, man. I got to tell you guys, the trip down to Florida with my kids over the weekend, let's just say I'm not in a hurry to schedule any more trips anytime soon
to put
my kids in the car.
Was the drive down or the drive back worse?
Drive back. Okay. We decided to drive through the night on the way back because the kids had to stop every hour and a half on the way down. So we were like, oh, they'll just sleep in the car. Well, it turns out, you know, and most people know this, and I do as well, but when the kids wake up in the car, they're just extra pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it kind of is what it is. Yeah, I don't know, man. It was a long ride home. We got back late Saturday night, and kids slept in a little bit Sunday morning, and we were back at it again yesterday watching the Braves lose. So it is what it is.
Bo, how was your weekend? I saw little Pork Chop was dressed up like a watermelon.
I think she was just wearing a watermelon outfit.
So cute.
It wasn't like we dressed. I mean, it wasn't, you know. Yeah. No, she.
So cute.
Man, it's squirming funny. Over there.
It was funny because, you know, yesterday made a conscious effort to, like, every time she woke up and had to bottle, all right, you got to sit up, tummy time. Like, we do it anyways, but I was just like, no, I'm doing it extra today. Had her watching some Braves. She got really pissed off when Austin Riley struck out yesterday at one point, like, threw her arms up. Literally. I'm not kidding you.
No.
Maybe it was because I, like, made a noise when he did. You know, maybe I said something loudly, and then she went, like,
it
threw her arms up.
It could have been gas as well.
No, she wasn't gas. Although, you know what? I mean,
she gets it honestly.
I mean, there's some things in her diaper that look better than this team did this weekend.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well,
smelt better too. Now, no, like she, if you make a noise or like a loud noise, she'll like react.
Yeah.
Even if she's sleeping, like, if she can my eyes closed out. And a noise will happen, like, you know, a loud noise, and then she'll throw her hands up. So it's kind of like a reaction, but it just so happened to coincide with Riley striking out. And Riley's been good. Riley's actually, as far as at the plate, he's not been bad. And he wasn't bad this weekend, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Coming up at 6:20, we do have news about colleges finally being allowed to pay athletes directly. But like Bo was just mentioning, we got to rip the Band-Aid off. And first of all, let's go around the room. Forgot about the headlines. Let's talk about the headlines you guys want to talk about today, Mike.
I won't even waste your time talking about a Braves headline. I do. I'm looking forward to talking about this house settlement, though. And it just turns out that, you know, athletes back to 2016 are getting paid out just because somebody around that time decided to sue. So, I don't know. I'll have to rally somebody around 2005 to see if I can cash that check from NCAA.
Bo?
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
SGA did something last night that Jordan didn't even do.
Hmm. Dylan?
Derrick Henry and Adam Sandler are two people that I would not expect to be the friends that they are.
Well, again, we're going to talk about all of this coming up at 6:20, but we are going to focus on the Braves right now. They were swept by the Giants this weekend out in San Francisco. They fell 4-3 yesterday, and guys, if we still paid by the minute with our cell phones, I feel like Alex Anthopoulos would have the largest bill out of anyone in Atlanta. You know he's got to be calling people left and right.
You would hope so, right? I mean, you hope so. And he obviously makes some head-scratch moves over the weekend. I don't know. I guess the question for me, and we'll get through it maybe after we talk about yesterday's game or the weekend's game. The question for me is, like, at what point do you just say, I don't know what move to make? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where I was scratching my head on Thursday last time I left you guys talking about Marcelo Ozuna and talking about, you know, what possible things you can do. And everybody keeps talking about the bullpen. I'm not sure how much money or time I would waste on that right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With you not hitting at the plate and everything else that's going on this team, it's like, at some point you got to have the actual superstars start to play, and then you could bring in complimentary pieces, because right now the superstars aren't doing much. And that's the frustrating part about this team.
I mean, you had a 6-run lead in the 9th inning on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you found a way to lose. You got to be able to win 1-run games in this league. I'm sorry, but this is as competitive as baseball is right now. It's been a long time. There's extra playoff spots, and teams aren't giving up as quickly. I don't know who they're going to call, Allie, because no one is selling players right now. And if they are, I don't know if you want them. It's not like they're an upgrade. So it's a tough spot to lose Saturday, though. Of all the ways, like, calling it a pass ball on Friday night is ridiculous. It was a wild pitch. Mm-hmm. When the catcher sets up inside and the ball is in the dirt far outside, yeah, a major league catcher should probably get that more times than not, but it's hard to say that it was his fault. But to lose Saturday, because Saturday was exactly what you needed. You know, you're doing just enough. You're going to have to win a close game to get out of this, I think. And you got it. And you're in the 9th inning, and you can't. This is, oh, by the way,
dang,
when all y'all were touting Pierce Johnson as he should be the closer,
oof,
this is why Pierce
never
Johnson
came out of my mouth.
Was, no,
never
I'm
once.
Pretty sure you said you'd probably try him.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
But it
no,
wasn't
no.
really aimed at you. It was aimed at other people. So okay. not everything's about you. And
definitely looked at me.
And this is why he wasn't, okay? Because he basically gave two games away this weekend.
But stop. Which reliever on this team has not done that? Okay? So just stop me with that one. Who else? I can't use Pierce Johnson. Who are you turning to is what my next question would be.
Well,
if he's the one giving games away, so is everybody else in the freaking bullpen.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, he ain't it, okay?
Okay, cool. So that's leads back to her point about Alex Anthopoulos needs to call
somebody.
Who's
he going to call? Who is out there to get?
I agree with your point.
There's nowhere to call. And I'm not saying Allie's wrong at saying he's got to call people.
I agree with your point.
You got, like, there's nowhere to go. And I told you Friday. I told you, I think, Thursday. This all started in November. Because y'all can say, well, Alex, the deal went through with this and this. with Tanner Scott and Hoffman. This team was never going to spend money this year to the extent that they needed to make this right. And you didn't expect Iglesias to be this bad after probably a career year, and now you're stuck. And yeah, you got to start scoring runs, because in the end of the day, it does start with the offense. The timely hitting has to get better, but that's what it is. Spencer Strider is your fifth starter is so much better right now than Spencer Strider, and that is
he's having such a hard time locating too, and you know that's what it really comes down to with him is. And I'm fine with the lowered velocity for him, right? I mean, much has been made about him not getting a 98, and he's down at 95. I don't think he's ramping up to anything. I think that Spencer Strider is pitching like Spencer Strider needs to do to have longevity in this league after two elbow surgeries. I don't mind the fact that he's not getting a 98. He should be able to place pitches better at 95, and he's not. And the combination of those two things, both the fact that he's throwing slower and he doesn't have the control, is leading to him having these sporadic innings where he gives up a couple of runs. Well, that's just what he is right now.
His outing yesterday was not really bad. I mean,
I didn't think so either.
He gave you a quality start. But, you know, the second baseman that apparently is above criticism in this town.
Like, who is not criticizing Ozzy Albies? I feel like everybody in America is. And you keep saying he's not being criticized.
He's not being criticized.
Like, I'm not even picking up his club option
for next
year. The
only person I ever freaking hear about is Matt Olson on this team and Sean Murphy. Those are the only two guys, apparently, that do anything wrong on this team.
You listen to the wrong people.
And let me tell you something. Ozzy cost him the game yesterday.
I agree.
A pathetic at bat. Absolutely pathetic. At bat in the seventh inning, I think it was, after he boots to go ahead win. That error cost him the game. Now, Strider, I think, can hit 98, 99 again. The problem for me, and I agree with you when you say he can't do it, he shouldn't be doing it consistently, he needs to be able to go there for his out pitches these days. I thought he was actually decent. To give up three runs on three hits was a little bit unlucky. Because it was just the hits you gave up. But, you know, the fourth run being scored was pathetic. Y'all want to start, you know, we got to sell. And you know what? When I say that, this is the fan base and media people. It's not Mike Johnson, but it's the fan base. I've been inundated with blow it up. Really? Well, who you getting rid of? Because I hate to break it to y'all, but y'all think starting over, there's no such thing as starting over cheap in this league anymore. And having a top three third baseman at $22 million a year is a pretty good deal. Having a top tier first baseman at what, I think 26 or 24, whatever he makes, is a pretty good deal. You know, they've got a lot of good players on good deals, but you have a gaping hole at second base, you have a gaping hole at shortstop, and I don't know what Profar is going to be when he comes back. That's the reality situation. And then the bullpen. So I don't necessarily think selling it off this year is the right idea. But I do believe next year you've got to invest in certain spots.
Yeah. There's lots to get to when it comes to the Atlanta Braves and everything else going on with this team. So hopefully you guys stick with us throughout the show because we got plenty more where that came from. Look, coming back on the other side, the $8.2 billion house settlement signals the end of the Wild Wild West in college athletics. Or does it? We'll give you all the latest on what's going on with college football and college sports. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Mike Johnson back in the fold. Happy to be back. It is Monday morning. Ali Max over here. Bo's over there. Dylon straight ahead, and he's playing the ones and twos, although I'm not sure what this is, but I like it. It's got energy to it. I'm feeling the good vibes coming off of it. You know what I mean? Feels like we're being announced walking into a room.
It's pretty new.
You know what I mean? Feel like we're, you know, feel like if you would hear this at like when somebody's showing up at their reception, being announced as Mr. and Mrs. for the first time. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
What was your walk-in song like that? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Now, I will say we, and this is a little bit of irony because I was kind of trash-talking this show like 2 weeks ago, but when we left the altar and exited, we did the Game of Thrones. We had like a string quartet playing like the Game of Thrones tune. Yeah, which was fun. And, you know, we liked that show and it was cool.
But so, you hired a string quartet to play at your wedding?
No, they were part of the band that was already playing.
So you hired a band?
Yeah, we had a band playing at the wedding.
Wow, that's some money right
that
there.
That is money.
I mean, you can't hide money. You know what else he has in his house?
They're really good too.
At their guest bathroom, he's got those the plastic toothpick
the
things.
The little flossers.
Yeah, like a whole thing. That's how
that's
you know
a
you
rich
got money.
Wedding.
It's like $3 worth of floss picks.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he's not talking about my wedding.
I'm talking about his bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah, at his house.
Yeah, he thinks for some reason that signals
that
you know,
does signal
some kind
money
of financial
it does.
Windfall.
I mean, you can't hide money, Allie.
Look,
you know,
man.
Band at his wedding.
That's my wife.
Plastic flosses in the guest bathroom.
My wife does the thing where she puts out during the holidays the tray of snacks for the delivery drivers.
That's very nice.
You know
nice.
What I mean? Like a little cooler of Powerades. And, hey, please take a snack. Thank you so much for your efforts. Because she knows good and well that we're probably going to get four packages a day in a straight six-week stretch, you know, between pre-Thanksgiving and on to Christmas. So it's just my wife, man. She's just trying to, you know, help the people out. Get something out of your teeth. Check it out. You know what I mean? Especially if you come over and eat something, go ahead and get that thing knocked out there in the bathroom.
I aspire to do those things, but I always forget. And then I'll be scrolling on like TikTok or Instagram and I see people doing it. I'm like, why can't I be cool like that?
We are going to get to the house settlement in just a second. Obviously, coming up in the 640, we're going to talk about the NBA Finals and, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton, all the craziness from last night's game. Allie, I did see that you were trying out your gardening techniques this weekend.
I was.
You look so domesticated. You know what I mean?
Well, and it turned into a huge project yesterday because I had bought all these flowers over the weekend. Way too much money on them. Did you know flowers are
they're
expensive?
Insane.
Oh
they're
my
insane.
Gosh.
They are insane.
Well, I went to go plant them yesterday and discovered a brick path underneath this huge bed of pine straw
there
that
you go.
We have. So now we have this, we have uncovered this brick path and we don't know exactly what to do with it
yet.
And I'm a little bit worried there's going to be a dead body or something.
Yeah. You're like, why are there bricks
like,
here?
Why did it's they just random cover up this whole thing with pine straw and bricks? I don't know.
That's hilarious, man. Well, that sounds like a TikTok video coming at us soon. You know, about, hey, found a brick path underneath all this stuff. You know, click the next video to see where it leads.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be the buried treasure of Macaulay Manor.
I love that, Macaulay Manor. All right, so over the weekend, obviously, the judge, Claudia Wilkin, approved the $2.8 billion house settlement, essentially paving the way for colleges to pay their athletes. Now, if you remember, this decision comes less than a month remaining before schools are planning to start cutting checks on July 1st. there's a lot of caveat, nuance to this situation, but essentially the annual cap starting off this year is expected to be roughly $20.5 million per school, and it's going to increase every year during the decades-long deal. Now, a lot more news comes out about this, and obviously we'll get to the, you know, the College Sports Commission announces their CEO, but it's long-awaited, and, Bo, I think this is like the first step on the track to just making sure that there is some kind of new regulation, I guess is what we'll call it. Like I said, we'll get to the College Sports Commission in a second, but we've been waiting on this ruling to come down for some time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I'm glad. I mean, it had to come down before July. That's when it's supposed to start. So, I mean, it's it was always coming. I mean, we kind of knew this was going to happen, yeah. And there's nothing surprising. It was just of when it did. The thing for me is there'll now be a salary cap in college football, and it's going to probably grow. Just like the one the NFL does, I'm sure it'll be somehow based on revenue. This is the official that ruling is the official declaration of college football being a real minor league with pay and everything. There's now going to be limits on players on teams, and the scholarship limit is now gone. The old 85 scholarship limit, that's gone. Bye. There's a limit on players, but they all can be under scholarship. They won't be. But they can be, which will be used as an advantage of the bigger schools that can afford to do that.
Well, and when I was looking into this, I saw they're going to kind of back pay athletes through that have competed since 2016. And why is that where they're starting from? I saw Johnny Manziel. He's not in there. So he finished up 2013, I believe. So he's not going to get that back pay. But right. Why is 2016 where they're starting?
It's when the lawsuit was.
Yeah, gotcha. There was a certain part of the lawsuit that was filed from somebody in 2016. And that's when it all kind of started going that direction.
And I think that's stupid, by the way.
Dang. I agree with you. I'm glad you said it. I can't say it. It sounds sour on my part. I don't want the money. I would love the people way before me to get it when it comes to some of the stuff. And you're like, why?
I completely disagree with you. I think if anybody is qualified to say it, it's you.
It sounds self-serving.
There's only two people in this radio station that are qualified to say that this is stupid. Like 100% is you and Randy McMichael, because you guys played in college football, unlike anyone else on this radio station, and you did it at a level that garnered money for schools. And so you are the only two people that should say it. Me saying it sounds like, oh, who am I to say it? And I agree. Yeah, well, who am I to say it? But the reality is how could I understand why? To your question, Allie, it is absolutely about that the lawsuit, what was worded in that lawsuit, and when it was filed. But the reality of the situation is that is stupid, and it's an arbitrary. I'm just going to throw out that number. Basically, there. I mean, you should go back. You know, you should go back to basically the last living person that played in college football where you can trace it to a school's making profit off of it, right? Mm-hmm. That to me, I don't know where that would be, and that's probably why, but you could at least go back to the 90s, the early 90s at some point. Or, you know, maybe even 80s with these bowl games and stuff, or whenever TV contracts started being paid to these conferences where there was clear money and profit being made off of it.
Yeah, and that's really, and we'll get to College Sports Commission in just a second, but that's really where I kind of stop on it is like, I never wanted to be paid to be a college athlete. Mm-hmm. And so I think that now, looking in hindsight, you can't say, well, you know, I should get this money. No, that's not how I feel. I never wanted the money. I didn't play college sports to get money. But at the time, what I hated was that everybody else could leverage your name, image, and likeness. It always felt ridiculous that, you know, billions of dollars was flowing into TV and they can control our game start times. And they could play, you know, they could put Tim Tebow's face on the TV and say, well, make sure you check out the SEC Championship coming up on Saturday at 3:30 or whatever it may be. That always felt ridiculous. I wish it would have gone the other way, where you would have kept college sports amateurism and taken away the ability for TV contracts to control everything about it. I wish that every college football game was at the same time. I wish that, you know, they weren't on freaking TV and primetime and everything else ruled that. I wish it always wasn't about making more money, but that's the direction it went long before I was there. And, you know, that was what they were able to do. And it ended up you know, kind of punching them right back in the face. They got a little bit too greedy and tried to get the most money and then started doing things that weren't healthy for the athletes, you know, in terms of expanding the schedule and expanding college football playoffs and doing everything else. And they were all pocketing the money. And then, you know, 20, 30 years after the fact, it was like, okay, this is ridiculous. This is getting out of hand. So I just wish it had stayed status quo the way it was 50 years ago, to where I didn't have a bunch of people making money off my name, image, and likeness if I couldn't as well. You know, and that's just one of the frustrating things. Now, I do want to highlight this before we kind of move off this topic. The, you know, College Sports Commission is starting to form. Now, they did name Brian Seeley, who used to be an MLB executive, over the weekend. On Friday night, actually, they named him as the new CEO for the College Sports Commission. And one of the things that he's going to have to do is figure out what market value is for some of these players, because you still are going to have this NIL involved. Now, what does market value look like? Essentially, what this College Sports Commission is going to do, guys, is they're going to take away the governing part from the NCAA, and they're going to be put it in their own hands of saying, hey, these guys are breaking the rules. What is the punishment and everything else going along with that? I am so on board with this. It is ridiculous to me that this, you have this pay for play system, and it's one of the broken parts of college football. Like I said, I'm all about players making the money. When you have a kid that's 17 and they aren't doing anything for any kind of company that leads to NIL, and they're being paid $10 million to go to said school, it's just getting a little bit out of hand. And I think this is, to my point, just another step in the right direction of saying, all right, let's kind of rein this thing back in a little bit.
It's much needed. The thing at Michigan with Underwood is really what was – I mean, hell, I'm not trying to call people out, but Georgia Tech did it. With the offensive lineman that they got, I can't remember if you got to remember his name, but that guy was like – what he was getting, like,
right, the five-star athlete, yeah.
$5 million, I think, before he even stepped on. But the Bryce Underwood one took it to a different level to me.
Yeah, it did. This goes all the way back to, and I know Georgia fans will agree with me on this as a Bama guy, this goes back to the Caleb Downs thing, where he, you know, is from Atlanta and from Georgia and went to Alabama as a freshman, and then all of a sudden he winds up at Ohio State, and essentially, you know, there's been a couple people at Ohio State that essentially just said, look, this is a financial thing. But Texas doing the same thing.
I don't have as much issue with that one, because he's played a year at a high level in college football and proved. But the Bryce Underwood thing is so much to me like what we got mad about with Sam Bradford and other rookies who could hold out. They've never played an NFL down, and they could hold out for a bigger deal. And literally, they were the highest paid players in the league.
Well, I think the Caleb Downs thing is at the core of this, because what the College Sports Commission has to do is say, okay, what's NIL and what's pay for play? Are you paying the kid to come here, or is he actually utilizing his name, image, and likeness to make money and help, you know, represent a company? And that's the Caleb Downs thing's at the forefront of that. He ain't represent no company. When he went up there, he's, you know, $3 million a year, whatever Ohio State's paying him to play safety. Georgia and Alabama are looking at it going, that's ridiculous, dude. There's no NIL involved in this. You're just essentially paying him to transfer.
I hear you, but at least he was a nationally known player that got that. Bryce Underwood got like $10 million, and no one in America knew who Bryce Underwood was other than like the Rusty Manziels of the world until Bryce Underwood signed with Michigan as a high school athlete.
That man is making that money. We do have to go to break. We'll continue to talk more about that. We'll also continue to talk about the Atlanta Braves, but coming up on the other side, we do have a front page. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. Halliburton's heroics weren't quite enough as the Thunder dominate Game 2. What Indiana can do to get back on track as the series heads back to Indy. We also have an Allie Mac drop.
Yes, and I've got some motivation for your Monday. A dentist made his way into a pro golf tournament on a course he used to caddy for. We'll talk about it next.
That's on Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Back, Sports Radio 929 A Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylan, the hometown taker behind the glass, man. Before we get into the NBA Finals, which, I would say it's pretty much a blowout last night in that one, I do want to talk a little bit about the French Open for tennis. Now, I don't pretend to be a tennis expert of any sort. Now, Coco Gauff and Carlos Alcaraz win the women's and men's singles titles on the clay over the weekend. I was just shocked, guys, about how many people were talking about. Like, this is a massive event for a lot of people. And after watching the men's finals, like, dude, I think it was Rusty to put out. I was like, man, I need to smoke a cigarette after watching that. That was craziness right there. So I don't know if you guys saw some of the coverage or the commentary on the socials, but a lot of people paying attention to the French Open over the weekend.
It was absolutely everywhere. Everybody was an expert on the French Open this weekend, I know. Is what I was seeing.
I'm like, I'm not going to get on here and talk about the unforced area. I don't know. Breaking news, I don't play much tennis, especially on clay, but it is what it is.
It's cool to see an American win finally again. I mean, this sport has just not been our forte the last, other than the Williams sisters, I would say since Agassi and Sampras. And actually, Andre Agassi was on the coverage, and I watched a little bit of him at the desk. He's phenomenal. Like, he was breaking down Alcaraz's backhand and the difference in it in last year and this year, and being a contributing factor of, you know, why he was able to win the French Open this year. And, look, I mean, again, he, like, compared it to a golf swing and everything, and I was like, wow, that's pretty deep. Like, yeah. Yeah, I can see why that would work better. Alcaraz is about to be, though. He is the next star in the men's game.
No doubt.
And, Bo, to piggyback off your point of, it was good to see an American winner. Shout out to Coco Gauff, too. She's a hometown girl, so it's good to see somebody from Georgia here win it.
Well, to your point, she was the first American to win on clay in 10 years, is what I was reading up
yes,
on. So
to your point. Since Serena, because we're doing that now, to your point. Everybody said to your point, so I wanted to add
I wanted
to
try and piggyback. I said piggyback. I wanted to try and switch it up a little bit, you know. But same difference.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, while we're on it, to your point, Bo, Alcaraz is that dude. Like, he is so special. Like, his speed, like, the way he can recover when we talk about, like, trying to get to balls and, like, his, you know, to use a football term, sideline to sideline speed almost is impressive.
Well, Dylan, to your point – that's what Agassi was saying. He was talking about his arm slot with his backhand and how it was higher in recent years, and he has worked to make it lower. That way he can basically let the ball get in closer to him, take more time, and have a faster hit, you know, serve back or whatever, service or whatever you want to call it.
We were getting dangerously close to what I said we weren't going to do and act like tennis experts.
I'm not, but here's the deal. I don't know. I'm not –
Allie plays like pickleball sometimes.
So. I thought Andre Agassi did a phenomenal job of explaining why it mattered what he did and how it's made him that much better. And to that, it could lead to a completely dominant run by him.
Simone and I play tennis. I don't like, I'm not going to lie, I don't watch a lot of tennis either, but Simone and I play a fair amount of tennis. I'm actually pretty good at tennis.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Okay.
How's Simone? She a good tennis player?
She's solid. She ain't better than me, but she's solid.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not going to get
calm
into
down.
It. I was gonna,
calm down.
I'm not going to get into that.
Well, speaking of solid, Allie, looks like Oklahoma City last night kind of got back to their winning ways.
They did. Game two of the NBA playoffs went down last night. OKC beat the Pacers, tied up the series 1-1. SGA scored 34 points, and his first basket of the night gave him 3,000 points for the season. But SGA says they still need to get better.
So we just use the opportunity to get better. We've done a really good job of that all year, and last game was no different. Tonight is the same thing. We did some things good tonight. We did some things bad, and we got to be able to get better and get ready for game three.
Final score was 123-107.
In the first two games of the NBA Finals, SGA has scored 72 points, which tops Michael Jordan, who had 71 in his first two career games in the Finals, and 91, I believe it was. Pretty cool for a guy. Look, SGA's stepping up, playing well. I know that Halliburton had that clutch shot we talked about Friday, but the reality is he's been shut down, which is what we talked about. He had, 14 in game one, 17 last night. 12 of his 17 last night came in the fourth quarter once the game was essentially said and done, right? The Pacers desperately need him to step up. Now, that all being said, Indiana did exactly what they needed to do. They took a game. They took home court away from Oklahoma City, even though Oklahoma City, other than one quarter in this series, has been the better team.
You just know Indiana's getting ready to be so rowdy. It's so rowdy.
Well, hopefully their floor crew put the actual logos of the NBA Finals on the floor and doesn't expect ESPN to put it on there as a hologram or whatever they do.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bo, because I severely miss when they did like the big Larry O'Brien trophy in midcourt, man, when they like that old Lakers and Celtics series back in, what was that, I think 08, or when like the Lakers and Magic did it the year before that, whatever it was. I just thought that was such a good look.
Especially with the cursive writing.
Well, it makes it feel big. It does.
Yes.
And I thought some people online nailed it. It felt game one from an appearance, other than the crowd, felt like a regular season game. Now, but Oklahoma City is a good – Zeno nailed that too. Oklahoma City is a tough place to play always. Because, I mean, it's Oklahoma City. They don't have anything else to do.
Nothing else to do besides go watch your team play. But I want to get back to Tyrese Halliburton. I give credit to Lou Dort and Oklahoma City's defense because they are doing a nice job of shutting him down. But I thought Doris Burke nailed it on the broadcast last night. Tyrese Halliburton has to be more aggressive. He didn't really start trying to get his shot off and be that aggressor and score points offensively until that fourth quarter when he actually started to score. SGA, right now, the biggest difference between SGA and Tyrese Halliburton right now is SGA knows when he needs to go get it. And, I mean, he has to do more of the scoring, I think, on that team anyway. But SGA is just so smooth and knows when he has to be the aggressor, knows when, okay, I feel Indiana going on a run, let me go get a bucket right here. Tyrese Halliburton needs to add that more to his game. He just needs to have more of a sense of, okay, I need to go score for my team right here because this thing is starting to get away from us. And over the first two games, he just hasn't been good in that sense.
Dylan, Oklahoma City obviously heavily favored going into this matchup. You still feel like they're the favorite, or you feel like Indiana's done what they need to do so far?
Indiana's done what they need to do, but I still got OKC in six.
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, and game three happens Wednesday night in Indianapolis at 8:30. So we'll see what happens next in this series. Well, it is Motivation Monday. I know it can be tough to get going in the morning on a Monday. So hopefully this story can gas you up some. Dylan, did I use that right? Gas you up?
Great job.
Yeah.
Man, I am so proud. Bo over the weekend and now Allie. You all are just, you all are growing right before my eyes. I'm so proud. I'm such a proud millennial.
I use it to attack someone.
You did. And you used it perfectly, too.
I want to ask you guys, before I get into this story, if you could qualify to play with the, and Mike, I realize you play professional football, so take that out of the equation here.
Okay.
If you could qualify to play with the pros in any sport, what would you want it to be?
Race car driving.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, strap me in. I don't even know if I'd fit in one of those next-gen cars, but it is what it is. Give me a, I don't know. I just love to just get out there. I'd probably be scared to death, but, you know, but, like, but I'd go out there and mix it up with those guys for sure.
But what about you?
I don't want to use the same one. That's probably the one I would use would be, you know, like NASCAR or something. But
could have done PGA. I feel like you'd want to play on the PGA.
Well, I mean, I wasn't really finished. You kind of cut me off. I was going to say, but if I had to pick a different one, I would say PGA because because then I could basically, you know, dominate a bunch of people at my home course and it would be fun.
Well, there is this dentist from Indianapolis. His name is Matt Vogt. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Matt ranked 1,173 in the amateur golf rankings. That's not high up there. That's not
breaking
very good
news. You don't want to be past 1,000.
No, you don't. But last weekend, he shot 8 under par at the final qualifying tournament for the U.S. Open, and it was good enough to earn him a spot to play in Pittsburgh. And while that is wonderful, but then there are just a bunch of pieces to this story that it feels written in the stars because a few months ago, Matt actually lost his father.
Oh.
And he said he felt his presence the entire time he was playing. And then Matt actually grew up in Pittsburgh, and he used to be a caddy for the Oakmont Country Club where he's going to be playing in this tournament. I mean, this would just be such an insane experience. If you see any of the interviews of Matt, he is just emotional. He's crying, and it's all understandable. I mean, it has to be so overwhelming. If you do want to see the video, I have it tweeted out at the @929 Morning Shift account. I can't imagine how you could even handle yourself in an interview after winning something like that.
I'd be boohooing myself.
I know.
I don't even. And you mentioned like which one would you want to qualify for? And I don't know. Maybe you have one as well. But then you hit it at the next level and you talk about, you know, kind of coming full circle at a place you used to caddy at and just all the things kind of situated with that with the father, man. That's some heavy stuff.
Some very, very
I am
heavy
motivated,
stuff.
But I'm emotional over this motivation. You know what I mean?
Well, it just shows that anything is possible. I mean, check out that ranking.
Anything's possible.
1,173 in the amateur golf rankings. Bo, where do you think you land in the amateur golf rankings?
Probably like in the millions.
He's like, how many people play amateur golf? 30 million? I'm at 29 million.
I mean, I think I might be the worst player in MGA right now. So I imagine, and that's in my own league. It's bad. But look, it's going to be, it's cool. I love when these amateurs play and have a good story. There was one a couple years ago that had a really cool story. This might end badly, though, because I was going to do it in Life of Squid a little bit. Like, the course is
not good.
Well, it's
treacherous.
Difficult.
To say it's going to be brutal, I saw a video and of the rough
mm-hmm.
earlier this morning, and the guy drops the ball in the rough, and the ball disappears from you can see it barely. But when you step away and then you kind of pan back through with the camera, you can't see the ball.
No.
In other words, it is going to be incredibly hard if you can't hit fairways. And the way you have to swing really to be competitive these days, you have to drive the crap out of the ball. You have to hit the ball 330 yards essentially, because that's what they're doing, and that leads to inaccuracy in the fairway hitting. And it's gonna, I mean, this is gonna be a tough U.S. Open. We might see like, I would love to see like a +3 win it. I don't know why I'm opposite. I don't know how you guys feel, but I love seeing.
You want to see the low ones.
I love seeing pro players scramble because, to me, it just look, hitting fairways is great and everything mm-hmm. when all the conditions are good for them, set up for them to score. But when it's set up for you to score, what does scoring really do? And that's, you know, obviously hitting birdies and stuff. I like seeing guys scramble and having to show why they're a pro and you're not.
Yeah. I and It's funny because I've been sitting here trying to measure in my head, Allie, like what the, you know, another version of this would be. And all I can think about is if Dylon all of a sudden was playing the two spot for the Atlanta Hawks. You know what I mean? Like if somehow he worked his way up through the amateur ranks at like the LA Fitnesses around here and balling. And then all of a sudden like a scout noticed him. We're like, hey, we're going to bring in. And all of a sudden it was like, hey, we need you to play for the Hawks. You know what I mean?
Dylan, didn't you have a
Dylan's
few,
looking at me like
you had a few games over the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I had one. So I had our first so I'm in two rec leagues this year. You know, I stepped up because, you know, as you continue, like you said, to work your way up as I have, I continue to get my street cred, continue to get stamped at different courts. You know, you get invited to be in leagues. And so I got invited to be in a new league. And we had our first game on Friday, got the win in OT. And I have another game tomorrow for the league that I've been in for the past couple of years. So, you know.
Yeah. I, Allie, I smell or sense a wake-up call coming later on. And if you could participate in any professional sporting event,
yeah,
which one would it be?
What would it be?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go pro. I would love to be with the gymnast, though, at the next Olympics.
That's a big one.
That's a
big one. That would be pretty cool. We'll talk about that, obviously, coming up at 8 o'clock in the wake-up call.
That's pretty much pro for a gymnast, though.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
I was going to say.
Like, exactly.
I mean, the highest level box possible. And like, I remember Shawn Johnson, she got the taco deal, which
get to be on the Wheaties,
which was a very funny
heck of an
sound
influencer
bite.
These days. That Shawn Johnson.
By the way, if I was to ever play for the Hawks, I'm dropping 5 points in my debut. I'm calling it.
There you go.
I'm getting a solid five.
Retiring after
a three, and then I'm getting fouled and making both of the free throw line.
Wait, what's your whole stat line? That's not just 5 points and then zeros, right?
Nah, I'm getting 5 points. Give me 2 assists and 4 rebounds.
Wow. So you think you'll have more rebounds than assists? I would thought of. You would flip
crashing
those,
the boards, baby. Crashing the boards.
That would be the equivalent to the Dylon triple double.
I'm very good at boxing out. I'm a very good rebounder, actually. Very good rebounder.
Well, you know.
You feel really, really highly about your basketball skills these days.
He feels highly about
good.
Everything.
That's a new version of Dylon. He used to be a humble human being behind there. Now it's like, dude, try me.
I was an intramural all-star.
Did you hear him talk about his tennis game?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a different version of Mr. Hometown over there.
I'm just a versatile athlete, man. What can you say?
Speaking of the wake-up call, we do have to go to break. And obviously, coming back at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about these Atlanta Braves. Half this city says, blow it up! The other half of the city said, hey, man, just stay calm. These are pros. It's the back of the baseball card. We'll talk about who's right, who's wrong on the other side of the break. Stick with us. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.